When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A high short kick that is going to come up and bounce at the 20. Rutgers has a chance to recover it, and they do! What a play by the Scarlet Knights!
Get it to Harper with three, with two, with one. Harper for the win! Got it!
1 and 10 at the 21. Wimsett hands it off. It's Manunga getting to the corner left. 20, 15, cuts inside 10. Manunga down near the goal line! He is in! Touchdown, Rutgers!
Now it's six. Baker making his move with five. Step back three for the lead. Yeah! With 1.1 to go.
All right, coming to you late Tuesday night, Aaron Brightman, Scarlet Faithful Podcast, some Rutgers football news. We're going to cover in this episode. I'm going to do a separate episode to cover all the basketball news. It may be May, but we're busy here in Rutgers land and wanted to delve in here with football. The program announcing on Tuesday night that Cedric Rhodes Jr., an offensive lineman transfer from Ohio, right tackle primarily, has signed with Rutgers and certainly is an area that I think the staff identified after spring camp. The offensive line is, you know, in pretty good shape in terms of who they have coming back. But I think shoring up that right tackle, you had basically Reggie Sutton and Tyler Needham coming off of injury. Both players have had some serious injuries in their career. So adding a guy like Rhodes, who was a full-time starter at a MAC school, into the mix certainly makes sense from a depth perspective. And, you know, you're looking to plug holes in the portal post-spring, going into the off-season, or excuse me, summer and training camp, and making this move certainly benefits. Whether Rhodes wins the job or not, you're doing everything you can to bolster the position. And obviously offensive line is really crucial to the offense, taking another step forward, and you hope with some continuity here. Now along the line certainly is something that, you know, could manifest into real progress. Kobe Asamoah is in that right guard. He won most improved player. But the other thing about Rhodes Jr. is he also has experience at right guard as well. Based on statistics, he's a better pass blocker than run blocker. That's interesting, just in terms of what maybe the staff is shifting to. Obviously, we know they're going to run the ball a lot, but I do think that they're hoping they can throw the ball downfield more. So if you have a right tackle that is better or proficient in the pass blocking, that's not a benefit there too. So I thought that was interesting in terms of the move. And obviously, you know, you added two assistants in the offseason from the MAC in Julian Campanelli from Bowling Green and Colin Farrell from Kent State. And you now have a MAC offensive lineman. They're both defensive line coaches. So they know this guy pretty well on film. I think that is an intriguing part of this as well. And reportedly, from NJ.com, he had interest from Louisville, Washington, and other Power 5 four programs. He does have 1 year of eligibility remaining. But all in all, this is a quality ad. And it's certainly, you know, with Rutgers, with what's at stake for next season, right, with all they have coming back, I just like the decisiveness of Greg Schiano and the staff this offseason. Obviously making the quarterback decision last week. You have a really exciting young mix at wide receiver. You did bring in Demir Miller, the FCS All-American. You have Brantley now eligible. Chris Long, you're hoping for something out of injury, recovering from his injury. So intriguing position there. You've retooled the tight end position by moving Kenny Fletcher. Looks like Mike Higgins is making progress. You have Manungai back. You have Sam Brown healthy now. You made the change of quarterback. Shoring up that offensive line, you could argue, is the key to all of it. And if they feel that right tackle is an area they can improve, why not go out and get a guy like this? So love the move. and think it's a really quality ad. Another piece of intriguing news is that NJ.com also, Brian Fonseca, with both reports, by the way, credit to him. I know other sites covered it as well, but that's what I saw first. Could be wrong, but just in terms of C.J. West, defensive tackle from Kent State, played for new assistant Colin Farrell, was recruited to Kent State by Farrell, was developed at Kent State by Farrell. You know, one of the best defensive tackles statistically in the country last season, 6'2", 315 pounds. He had 40 tackles, 7 for loss, forced a fumble. In terms of how he was graded, per Fonseca, he was 9th best interior defensive lineman in FBS football last year out of 491 players eligible that took at least 200 snaps per Pro Football Focus. So that's an impressive stat line there. He is highly sought after, being pursued by a ton of Power 5 programs, cited LSU, already visited Wisconsin and Indiana, cited Michigan, Florida State. This is per 24/7 Sports. Have that relationship with Farrell. That's huge in this situation. I do think NIL is going to be a factor here. But, you know, the opportunity to make an impact and play big minutes for a Big Ten program that's certainly on the rise, that's got to be intriguing too. Relationships matter. This is a coach that he trusts, has been on a visit to Rutgers the last couple of days. Certainly great news there. And again, this is another example of the staff targeting areas of need and defensive line. David and Anderson and I talked about early this week the importance of the defensive line and how they have to get depth there. Shiano's talked about how, you know, during spring camp, how last season was a little bit of a disappointment, not reaching their full potential. They've added Malcolm Ray from Florida State, who I'm really high on. And now the potential to add C.J. West would certainly bring the depth, the talent level on the Rutgers defensive line up a notch for sure. So certainly an exciting development to watch. And then the last bit of football news that broke on Tuesday was the news that Gavin Wimsett has already committed to Kentucky, visited in the last couple of days. Obviously from Kentucky, Kentucky was the number one, you know, competitor for his services initially at a high school competing against Rutgers. He ultimately chose to go out of state. Now he's going back. You know, in terms of the decision, they did add former five-star quarterback Georgia transfer Brock Vandegrift this offseason. I've saw figures that, you know, NIL, big payout for him. So he's likely going to be the starter or is certainly in line to be. But, you know, it sounds like with a new offensive coordinator that, you know, they want to incorporate the run game as well, probably being the backup and or being used in some run packages for sure. Or being used in some run packages there. Probably got, honestly, a better NIL guarantee than he would have if he stayed at Rutgers simply because he lost the starting job. And, you know, I think Kentucky wanted him because just in terms of being a home state guy, listen, there's no doubting that Gavin Wimsett has real talent, real potential. I've seen critics, you know, one thing that I've just been driving me crazy this offseason, football, basketball, is when people insert their own point of views in how a decision should be made by a college player. It just doesn't make sense to me. You have no idea what they're thinking. You don't have their perspective, right? It's easy as an adult to have a different perspective than that student athlete does in the moment. And listen, if you want to go be a backup quarterback somewhere and fight for the job, but maybe you get more NIL, maybe you go home, both of those things could be in play here for Wimsett. What's wrong with that? You're not going to discredit a kid because he didn't go to a group of five school that maybe he'd be, you know, have a starting spot. You know, it's up to the player. And if that's what he thinks is the best situation, all the power to him. I hope it works out for him. If anyone isn't rooting for Gavin Wimsett, I don't know what to tell you, but, you know, he did right by the program. Yes, it didn't work out the way anyone had hoped in terms of him reaching his ceiling, but he certainly did some good things at Rutgers, and he led them to a bowl victory, first time in almost a decade. He did some good things, and he's got lots of things to work on. Let's hope he figures it out at Kentucky. Would it really surprise anyone if he turned into a star in the SEC? I know the odds are against it. I'm just saying, Rutgers rule of law, it would not surprise me in the slightest if he broke out for Kentucky next season. but good for him. And overall, I just wanted to say, in terms of the Rutgers offseason, there's obviously a lot of reasons to be excited with all the players coming back. But I really think that Schiano has kind of really settled into a – I think it's really positive the way Schiano is in kind of a sync right now in terms of how the program is rolling. I feel like there's some good mojo from how last season ended with the bowl victory over Miami, getting that winning record for the first time in 9 years, getting that bowl victory for the first time in 9 years, having so many players retained in the offseason. You got to credit Knights of the Raritan in conjunction, whatever private donors did, but just to keep all the star power they did, huge. And just in terms of the calculated or strategic moves he's making now, the staff's making, the hires he's made, personnel moves he's made, I think it's just setting up to put this team in a position of strength. I'm not saying it guarantees, a 9 or 10 win season by any stretch of the imagination, right? They're going to have to execute under pressure in a lot of tight spots next year. And none of that is guaranteed. But I do think that for a program that wants to take that next step, the way the offseason has gone so far, it is following that type of script. No, they're not bringing in high-priced NIL guys that are going to, you know, change the trajectory of the program overnight. But you're adding talent, you're adding depth, you're refocusing your coaching staff, and how you're approaching the defensive line. You've moved some guys position-wise that I think have put the team in a better position in the two deep. You make the quarterback change. Everyone is going to be aligned now in this offseason. You have 2 months to really kind of do some, out-of-pocket workouts, guys knowing their roles and really being able to build some continuity here so you hit the ground running in training camp in August. So a lot of reasons to be positive with Rutgers football. Tuesday, multiple reasons that came about. Let's hope C.J. West ends up at Rutgers, remains to be seen. But getting him on campus, having that relationship, a major factor in his recruitment. We'll see what happens there. Plenty more to discuss with Rutgers football. I'll have David Anderson back soon as well. And thanks for listening and watching this podcast episode of the Scarlet Faithful Podcast, which, by the way, now has merch on night and day apparel. Type Scarlet Faithful as a discount code, 10% off. I have hats. I have shirts. Special basketball logo as well. Thank you for listening and watching the Scarlet Faithful Podcast.